welcome to another really cool episode of your favorite retro TV show podcast, Retro Rewatch. Retro show podcast? I don't know. This is the show where...
Good save.
The show where Jeff and I watch shows that, well, at least so far, I really love and Jeff has not seen before. And of course, I have with me, and you've heard him already, the aforementioned Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And I can say I'm doing great because we're together to record right now. So how can I not be great?
Both of us from undisclosed locations. So if we're sounding slightly differently, that's probably why.
Yeah. That would be it.
Yeah. So yeah, we're both out and about. But that doesn't stop us from talking about another another episode of Stargate SG-1. As you know, if this is the first time you're watching this, then I don't know. Good for you. You're jumping in at a really weird time. But okay. You've missed some really good episodes. But fine.
I get everything in the wrong order anyhow.
Ah, that's true.
So if people are jumping in right now, they're going to fit right in.
That is true. You might not even notice. We're talking today about Stargate SG-1, Season 2, Episode 19. Very close to the end. We're getting there. One False Step. We're closing in on the end of Season 2. And as it's tradition, we have to have one weird episode somewhere. So we'll talk about that today. I hope everybody has watched it. I know you have, Jeff, and I know I have. Mm-hmm. I do remember this episode, not for good reasons, but I do remember it.
You know, Patrice, before I even get into the episode, I have to say, I am so on board for the premise.
Yes. Me too.
It's a topic that they needed to address at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess here we are.
Yeah, it's one of those episodes. It was good on paper, nice concept, execution. Okay. But we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. So, as I said, Season 2, Episode 19 is the one we have watched, we're talking about today. It originally aired, and we're once again in weird territory, January 20th, 1999 in the UK on Sky One, and February 19th, 1999 in the US on Showtime. So, about a month apart. So, I think we're getting back to normal. I don't know if it's next week or after Season 2, but we're getting, as far as I know, at least getting back to normal times, but we're not there yet. It has an IMDb rating of 6.7. So not as good as the last couple weeks where we had seven high sevens and even like an 8 here and there. 6.7. It's not as bad as it could be, to be honest. But yeah, you can clearly tell it's not on the same level. What I do like, is we have two completely new writers. This is actually, I checked. They barely have any writing credit before or after. They had a couple here and there, but nothing major. And it's definitely the only writing credit in Stargate at all. Good for the producers to give like others a chance, as it was back then at least tradition, a little bit to give like I wouldn't say unproven writers, but like at least not the staff writers, give some newer respect.
Writers.
Newer writers give them like a chance to come up with cool ideas and get some writing credits and whatever. From the looks of it, didn't turn into a big career. I think one of them, I don't remember whether, I think it's John Sanborn, actually is still kind of a director for smaller movies. I think it was him. I might be misremembering that, but it's like they haven't had good big careers at least. But hey, I mean, I hope they at least got paid for this one. So that's good for them.
Yeah, if they're making a living, good for them.
Exactly. It's directed by Bill Corcoran. Corcoran. Sorry. Corcoran. No, it's Corcoran. And it is the first of two directing credits he gets in SG-1. So we'll see him again in season 3 at some point in the future. So, yeah, good.
Okay.
New director, new writers, same actors. As usual, we have some guest stars. We have Colin Heath as an alien. We, of course, get our good friend, Terrell Rothery, as Doc Fraser.
It's Dr. Fraser.
Yay. We should have a jingle for her. Like, I'm imagining, like, this Raiders of the Lost Ark kind of type of thing. I'm blanking on the name right now.
Okay.
What's the movie franchise called? People are screaming at
the Indiana Jones movies.
Yes, thank you. That's Indiana Jones. I was thinking like an Indiana Jones type theme whenever she comes on screen, like we get like a jingle like that.
Okay, but we can come up with something. We could probably even get lyrics for it too.
Oh, we could, we could. We have Daniel Bacon as, oh my god, SM Sergeant, whatever that is. Senior Master Sergeant, I don't know, Russell Benson. I'm so bad with those.
I guess. I'm not sure what the S in front of Master Sergeant is for this one.
Yeah, I don't
know. Senior Master Sergeant, maybe. Special Master Sergeant, Singing Master Sergeant.
Singing Master, I like Singing Master Sergeant. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm bad at this. I don't know. Never been in the military. David Cameron as Steve, Richard the Clerk as Joe, and Sean Phillips as Jim. So, yeah. We get some guest stars, not the biggest, I would say.
Okay, here's the awesome thing. As you're rattling off the guest stars, I don't remember Steve, Joe, and Jim.
That's funny. Well,
I mean, okay.
That's how important they are in the episode. We do get a really cool German title. It's Tödliche Klänge, Deadly Sounds.
Okay, so we're back to traditional spoilers for German titles.
Yes. Yes. I mean, this is a massive spoiler, actually, if you think about it.
Right?
Yes.
It really is.
There's also a little, I found finally some production notes, actually, or something about production. So the co-creator Brad Wright described filming the episode as one of his scariest moments, saying, "We were putting these people that were dressed in virtually nothing but makeup outside in temperatures that were pretty much zero and asking them to act in an alien's thought of way and thought, oh my god, we're going to kill somebody, they're going to freeze to death." And it was definitely funny. Cold there, you could tell. when you know this and you pay attention to it, you're like, yeah, kind of, yeah, I can tell.
I hadn't really thought about it, but now that you've told me this, the Stargate team, they're dressed in heavy coats, so at least they got to stay warm.
Ish. I mean, it probably still wasn't super comfortable there, like even in heavy coats, but like those, the pot people, they're called.
Pod people.
Yes. And I have another interesting bit. So we mentioned earlier Colin Heath as an alien. He's kind of the main, let's call the main alien that we get to interact with.
Okay. There's
all the others. The other people were taught how to move by actually Colin Heath, because he is an acrobat. He's a performer with the Cirque du Soleil and a student of the National Circus School in Montreal.
No kidding.
So he knew what he was doing. And he was
good. Yeah,
He was good, especially in those cold temperature.
Poor guy.
Yeah, poor guys.
Freezing his acrobats off.
Oh my god, yes. Yeah, that's it for this episode. So also not a lot of interesting things about it. I have two more things that I'll mention later, but I think we're gonna see a trend. My notes are pretty minimal for this episode. There's not a lot happening. So we'll see.
Yeah. And yet I will still get things in the wrong order.
I mean, that's almost guaranteed, I would say.
It doesn't matter what episode it is. It's pretty much guaranteed.
Yes. I mean, as long as you don't get the episode confused, we're fine. So it's all good.
Okay. So this is the one where Apophis. No, wait.
Exactly. Yes, exactly that one. Apophis freezes his, I don't know, junior
off? His acrobats off. His acrobats
off. Okay, sure. Yeah, so should we jump in?
Let's do it.
Let's just do it. So we're in the gate room. they have prepared a UAV. So what is it called? An unmanned aerial vehicle? Something like that, I think.
That sounds right.
So it launches.
Even if it's wrong, it's right now.
It's right now because we just said so. It launches. I noted down. It sounds like a lawnmower. That's the sound they used. So. to PJ2445. That's the planet of the week. There we go to.
Okay.
This is also Planet of the Week episode, yes. They fly around, they have some sensors, we get some map on the computer, it's not super fancy, it's like, oh, we have sporadic spots of heat, and then the thing starts to kind of glitch, and Carter's like, oh, let me manually fly it, I guess it was an autopilot so far, and she crashes it into some white thingy. Something like a plant or so. It looks like the plant got killed or kind of mowed down.
At least smashed up some.
Smashed up, yeah. Carter is like, oh, I need the flight recorder. And they're like, okay, then we have to go there. But it's kind of a 6-hour round trip. It's like 3 hours to go there, 3 hours to go back. It's quite far.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, we see movement. There's like some alien, human-looking thing that is looking at the crashed, but still at least, like, it's still sending video, UAV.
Mm-hmm.
It's like movement, pot people. That's kind of what I wrote down. And Jack says, I guess that changes the priority of this mission. Hey, sir, to Hammond. So
that's so Jack.
That's so Jack. It's like, oh, guess, yeah. Because that before they were like, yeah, yeah, okay, maybe we should go, but not super important.
might be, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So that's literally the short intro. It's, yeah. What were you thinking when you saw that?
I was thinking, okay, so now we have an episode where we have some sort of alien,
mm-hmm.
and now we have to deal with the alien.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know what that interaction was going to be. Mm-hmm. But you know, it was very clear they wanted us to see this alien, and so they did the whole thing with crashing the UAV.
Mm-hmm.
To give us mystery with the alien before we get into the actual episode.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, we also get those very weird looking plant thingies. I mean, they look strange. And it's like, it's kind of a cross between, I don't know, a mushroom and a sex toy, something like that.
Oh, yeah. Now I can't unsee that.
Yeah. I don't know who designed that, but so, it's, yeah, it was.
Well, apparently someone who likes mushrooms and mm-hmm. sex toys.
I guess so.
But yeah, I mean, the intro, it wasn't strong.
No.
And
no, it was not like, intriguing, what's going to happen. You're like, oh, okay.
It's like, yeah, okay. Well, they had to give us something before mm-hmm. we get to the credits. Yeah. And so they met that obligation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obligation met. So we go to, after the intro, we basically are on the planet. They go through. It's another forest NPC somewhere. Very much mm-hmm. so, you can tell. It's like, yep. Yeah.
It's a thing. I can recognize trees in episodes now.
I can recognize trees. That's funny. As long as you don't see dead people, you're all good, Jeff.
I am not seeing dead people.
Good. Okay. That's
the best of my knowledge.
To the best of your knowledge. Okay. That's true. We might all not know. Jack thinks the alien looked bald, white, and naked. It's like, okay.
Which is kind of funny. and also kind of mm-hmm. a weird thing to say.
Yeah. So they reached the field kind of with plants. The plants look super fake by, like, if you watch it with today's TV resolutions.
Oh, yeah.
They're really good. Tell this, like, whatever that is, rubber, styrofoam, something like that. It's like, it looks super fake.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were supposed to be the plants at first mm-hmm. because they look so fake.
Yeah.
But then after a couple of seconds, I'm like, oh, I get it. Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes I wasn't even sure they were even actual props or whether they were just computer generated.
I believe some of them are computer generated.
Yeah, I mean, especially later, we get some that are growing, whatever. Yes. Like, yeah, those didn't look real at all. But these, I wasn't sure.
Not even close.
Yeah, but anyway, fake looking. Daniel has allergies that will, of course, become important later.
And, right, but when it happened,
mm-hmm.
my first thought was, okay, now we're back to the traditional ham-fisting information at us.
Yes.
I mean, it was so obvious to me.
Yes.
Daniel sneezed, which we haven't heard him having allergies for a very long time, and suddenly he
rarely,
does.
Rarely, yes. Very rarely we hear that at all. So they see some ball-shaped, also fake-looking huts.
Yeah, those are pretty poor looking too.
Yes, and a naked pot person who runs away. And when he's running away, you can see the zipper on the back.
Yes, you can. And you can see the stitching on the collar.
Yes.
For the bodysuit.
Yes.
All right. So, Patrice, because it was so easy to see that they were in bodysuits,
mm-hmm.
it took me a while to realize they were supposed to be naked. I thought they were in their alien spacesuit. And then later on, I'm like, oh, wait.
Jack mentioned it earlier.
Once again, I'm being stupid.
No, I mean, Jack basically says it at the beginning, kind of to make it obvious for us. Oh, they're supposed to be naked. But I don't know if it's just, again, today's like, 4K or whatever resolution that we get, or like we can see things better than like back then in 4x3 and SD. But it just looks ridiculous.
Oh, it does.
It's not even a good costume.
No. I have a feeling that if we had watched this episode mm-hmm. when it originally aired,
mm-hmm.
we would have been able to call out the zippers.
Probably, yes. Yeah. But I mean, those were pretty obvious. As I said, I mean, I don't think the whole episode cost a lot of money because like those, I mean, it was basically, okay, we need a couple performers or like one performer and a bunch of random people because they didn't even want to pay for all performers. They probably were more expensive than just getting some random person who doesn't know what they're doing and teaching them a little of the few things they need.
Well, and it's not like they needed to teach everyone lines.
No, exactly, because I think they're not. Actually, that's a good point. None of them are talking all, like, so you saved a ton of money on that one. Didn't even have to give them credit for lines or whatever. Yeah, it's kind of the costumes are probably, I don't know, someone created them in like 30 seconds. It's like, oh, jumpsuit, zipper, put some paint on it, body paint, done.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. You know, honestly, Patrice, I think they found bodysuits that color.
Oh, 100%.
And then they matched the face makeup to the bodysuit.
I mean, it had some pattern, so I guess either they had that pattern already or they painted it on and then did the rest of the makeup kind of accordingly, but it wouldn't be. It looked like more or less white suits, right? That's mostly what it was. So, yeah. As I said, not. I think those ball shaped hats are probably the most expensive thing, and who knows where they got that from? Maybe it was already lying around. They're like, oh, we can use this.
I'm guessing you're right. I think they just recycled props from a different production.
Exactly, that's probably what happened. Jack says, "What do you think, Daniel? Are they friendly spirits?" which one, typical Jack. Two, it's actually a reference. It's a reference to the Rocky and Bullwinkle show, which is an animated television series from the 60s. So typical Jack.
I do remember seeing Rocky and Bullwinkle. One of the local TV stations would run old cartoons in the mornings. And so I remember seeing these old Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoons and Cold War humor.
Yes. And I mean, Jack would be the type of person who would, of course, reference something like that. So, they get surrounded by pot people, as far as I remember, and they're not dangerous, I think. They're kind of just curious. And I think Daniel says, oh, try smiling. And Teal'c tries it. This is actually part of my favorite thing in this episode, when Teal'c tries to smile. And it's actually Teal'c's Christopher.
Teal'c's smile is.
Yeah, Christopher Judge, so perfect.
You know, I've said before, the only thing I know Christopher Judge from is Stargate. So when I get to see him branch out from typical Teal'c stuff, it is so much fun. Like when he had to play Jack.
Yeah.
Or like this, where he has to do the smile.
It's
perfect. He's just fantastic.
Yeah. They did some, I think one of the camera people apparently had some fun with the smiling pot people and some camera. I don't remember what they did, but I just wrote down weird camera thing with smiling pot people. I don't know what it
Daniel
was.
Daniel has a camera.
I don't remember. Just something weird they did with smiling people there. I don't remember.
That says a lot.
It's just weird. There's
a lot touching. That was weird happening right there.
There's touching happening, like in faces and all of that.
I appreciate what they're trying to do. Here's this alien race. They've never encountered anyone that looks like us humans.
Yeah.
And so they doing the whole very curious. We're this innocent species and it was just weird.
It definitely was very, very weird. Someone takes Daniel's knife, and Carter gets kind of like she's trying to get it from them and then gets accidentally cut. It's not, I don't think it's on purpose. It's mostly, they don't know what they're working
with. Yeah, it was clearly an accident.
Yeah.
And so combined with the Daniel sneezes and her getting cut, if you didn't know where they were going with the episode before, you would have to know by now.
Yes. Yeah. So Daniel sneezes, they all back off, and then Daniel wants to talk to them alone. Whatever talking.
Right, because Daniel.
Because Daniel. I mean, they haven't said a word, but of course Daniel would be the one who can talk to them. No, that makes no sense.
Yeah, I'll talk to them. I'll figure out this mysterious language that they don't have.
Exactly. So he figures it out, but there's some I've wrote it down as sensual face painting that's happening.
Oh my god. That should have been the German title.
That would have been nice, yes. What would that be in German? Like sensitive Gesichtsmalerei? I don't know, something like that. I don't know.
It still sounds like a good title.
It's probably was a horrible title, but okay. SG-1 wonders what Daniel is doing. Not super interesting. Daniel is miming a plane. That was hilarious.
It was really funny, but not for the reasons it was supposed to be funny, at least for me.
No, not at all. It's like, oh my god. I was like, that this was just one ridiculous thing after another. Daniel does have a good point. I think when he talks to the rest of the team, he talks about that the Nox seemed primitive too. But then he also says he also had more successful conversations with dogs.
And I actually did like those lines.
Yeah.
Because it's true. They have encountered races before where they seemed very simple and technologically behind. Yeah, and they weren't.
Yeah. But apparently his miming a plane crashing worked because the pod people brought back the UAV. So, hey, mission accomplished, right?
So they collected it and there we go.
Yeah, mission accomplished.
Yep.
Can go again. Can we? Because Daniel sneezes again.
Right.
And one of the pod people collapse.
Yeah.
And Jack is like...
And at this point, I'm like, of course.
Yeah. Yes. And Jack does the Jack thing. It's like, oh, maybe we should leave.
Can't blame him.
Yeah, seems to be his answer for a lot of things.
To be fair, he's read the rest of the script. So at this point, saying maybe we should leave.
Oh, that's so true. So, and then all of them start singing? Call it?
So here's another point where they had such a great idea. But the execution just left me wanting. And I just loved the idea that here's this race that the way they communicate is so alien to the way we communicate that it's just this. We just hear this like communal chords that they're singing.
Yeah. It's like a chorus.
Yeah, so it was a really cool idea.
Yes. Yeah, I liked it. As I said, I think this whole episode is kind of like cool idea, not so good execution.
Yeah.
And then another pod person collapses, and then another, and then another. And I think that's the point where Jack is like, maybe we need medical help now. Something's going on.
Yeah, good call, Jack.
So who do they call? Doc Frazier.
I know it doesn't happen very often, but when I see Dr. Frazier come through the gate and she's now on the other planet, it just makes me so happy.
Yeah.
I love seeing her get to do stuff outside of the base.
Yes. And she, funny that you mentioned that, because she says now this is a house call when she comes through. And actually, this is the second trip through the gate, the first one that we actually see. The previous one, of course, being Singularity, when she went to the Cassandra's planet, basically.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So this is the second time, but last time we didn't see her actually step through the gate. I mean, of course, we know she had to get there. Well, assume so, at least.
Right.
Unless they invented teleportation or spaceships or whatever. But which we would know, I think.
No, this is the Stargate show, not the Transporter show.
That's true. It's not the other show, one of the other shows. So yeah, this is actually the first time we actually see her step through the gate. So it is pretty cool. I like that. Frasier gets to do more. Yeah. So good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah. So far we've had 14 pod people collapse. Good news is, and she has like, her and her team, they have like full on like hazmat gear and whatever, but she takes it off pretty quickly because they realize, well, SG-1 is clean as far as they can tell. Not sure I would have relied on that, but I mean, they seem fine so far. So
I wouldn't have.
I'm like, this is an alien planet. Who knows? But she also doesn't know what's going on. So she wants to take one of them home to study, right? So, well, let's study to have proper medical tests with equipment and all of that. So, this is the typical,
I mean, I get it, but
yeah,
but it makes sense. At the same time, it feels like this should be a quarantine situation.
Yes, especially something is happening, taking something that you don't understand to your planet. Not sure that's a good idea, but okay. So this is the typical point that we get in a lot of episodes. We get a split. Now we get an A, B, maybe even a C story. So Frasier and
isn't it Frasier and Carter go back?
Oh yeah, I think it's Carter go back and Jack, Daniel, and Teal'c stay. Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. So the women go back and the boys stay on the planet.
Yeah.
Right.
Right, because, you know, they're the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to send the smart people to work on the alien.
Exactly. So the alien is literally, we go to SGC, the alien is taken to infirmary. One sentence. So this is the whole summary of the entire scene. Yes. We have
seriously. Because in my mind, they go back. The next thing is they're in the infirmary and they're running all these tests and stuff on the alien, and we get to see like how its organs are laid out.
We get
and
that Frasier's later.
Like, I don't even know what that thing is.
Yeah.
At least I'm true to form.
Yeah. We get that a little bit later, but not much, because as I said, we get to the point where I have very little notes because there's not a lot happening, to be honest. It's like, as I said, taken to the infirmary. It's literally what happens. The next one is planet. Jack doesn't believe they're responsible, and then he kind of falls down because he has a headache.
That's it. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. We go back to SBC.
Wait, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I believe you. It's just, once again, I have compressed multiple scenes together.
You have. There are tons of little, not very important scenes that are now kind of going back and forth. And they're kind of, they form an overall story without being super interesting on their own, to be honest. Part of the problem. So we go back to SGC. We get a slightly more interesting scene this time. And that's the one that you meant. So Frasier wants to do an ultrasound. And when she turns it on, the person starts yelling, kind of, or singing again.
Right.
So she's like, weird. Maybe we should do an MRI instead. So they do that. And that's when they're like, there's some organ here, something, or the heart. I think the heart is also there, but there's also another organ there. And they're like, we don't know what this is. That's kind of the scene.
Actually, Patrice, this scene leads to a problem that I have later on.
Okay, good. Because there's so many problems. Good. We go back to the planet. So that's it. Like they're like, oh, there's an organ. You get some little insights on like all the stuff there, and yeah, it's a fun little scene, especially the singing again. So they use the voices really well. That's one of the things I really liked about this episode. Like the singing, the voice part. That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like that, and they're good voices.
I agree. That part is kind of cool.
Yeah. So, more sick people. Daniel steps outside and sees the plant shrivel back into the ground, kind of. That's what I meant, what we mentioned earlier, that kind of looked like CGI.
It was...
bad CGI.
Oh, yeah.
Late 90s CGI.
It made Babylon 5 CGI look good.
Okay, which is like, I don't know, 10 years earlier or something. So, well, five at least.
Oh,
I don't know, I think it was mid-90s.
Seriously? Right? I thought they were at about the same time.
No, I think it was like mid-90s, so a couple years at least.
Oh, well, then that was a really bad comparison.
No, it was actually a good comparison. Oh, because, well. Because if a five-year older show looks better.
Oh, you're right. Yes. I confused myself, Patrice.
Totally fine. So, as I said, it's an interesting effect. It just hasn't aged well, I would call it.
I agree.
Jack and Teal'c don't believe Daniel. I think Jack and Teal'c went to other villages to see if there's other, if there are other affected areas. It turns out they are.
So that whole thing there, you have to infer a lot from the lines that they're just throwing away.
Yes.
So apparently they left and were gone for long enough to go find another village. Mm-hmm. How did they know where to find this other village?
Well, they just probably walked around and stumbled across one.
As one does. Yeah.
Exactly. There must be a lot of villages.
So they found a couple more villages randomly.
Yes.
And got back.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, a village seems to be like, whatever, four roundish huts and 15 pod people or something like that. Which we never get to see. We never see because we couldn't afford that many.
Right. Well, and all the shots on their village, it's super tight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they can't afford more.
We get like... one distant shot where we get to see a couple huts, but otherwise, yeah, it's super tight.
Yes.
Budgets.
Exactly. I mean, that makes sense. Let's say the discussion between them is getting a little heated, I would call it. And the alien seems to be really bothered by the tone between Daniel and Jack, especially. They're really butting heads a little bit, which is out of character. Mm-hmm. A little bit out of character for those two. So something is going on. I mean, we know something is going on. So Teal'c kind of decides, I'll go back and report back to Hammond. Why is Teal'c? I don't know.
because he doesn't want to be around these crazy people.
Oh, no, that's true. I think that's why. But he says, like, whether Daniel and Jack will be okay, like, won't start a fist fight or something. And Jack says, yeah, we'll be okay. I'm going to stick around and work on this quarantine thing with Plant Boy here.
Plant Boy.
Oh my god, yeah, it's Jack.
At least there's some good lines in the episode.
Yeah, here and there, yes. So we go back to Star SGC.
So clearly I've messed this up, my chronology again. Mm-hmm. Because... I thought this is when the main alien got sick. But that hasn't happened yet?
As if I know that, it could be either here or later. It can be that it also got sick there. Could be that when they were fighting, it kind of collapsed. But honestly, I don't know. I didn't write it down. I think maybe we'll get to it. I don't remember. But yes, at some point, main alien also collapses while they were fighting. It could have actually, yeah, it's probably in this scene. Now that I think about it. So, plant boy.
Well, now that you're thinking it is, I'm thinking it isn't.
Okay, but maybe we'll see. Let's just move on. It's not important, to be honest. So okay. We go to the SGC. Frasier doesn't know what to do, but she's also certain that the alien is kind of getting weaker and weaker and will probably die. And Hammond says something interesting. He says, Captain, to Carter, I think, Captain, I'm thinking that the unfortunate reality is that this scenario was not really unexpected. And, or is it Frasier that he says it to? I think it's Frasier, not Carter. And Frasier says, actually, sir, the surprising thing is that it hasn't happened more often. We think it may be because there are so many transplanted humans from Earth on other planets that most of the contagions we carry are already out there, but we've met non-alien civilizations. So, I mean, they have maybe interacted with humans, and because of that, it's kind of okay. But, well, she's right. It's not kind of not a surprise. This is kind of what's bound to happen. You can't just go to other and planets and expect all the, like, viruses and all of this to just be the same for everybody.
Mm-hmm,
right. I mean, it didn't even work on Earth that way, so why would we think it would work on another planet?
That's a good point, yeah. This interaction right here, this is the core of the whole episode.
Yes.
This is the premise right here.
Yeah. This is probably the whatever 3-4 lines are what they had as an idea. That's what they wanted to show.
And yes, and they built the entire episode around those two lines.
Yes,
and or three lines, whatever.
Entire mess of the rest. So Daniel is videotaping the plant because he's trying to prove that the plant grew. Remember, Jack didn't believe him. Jack and Daniel are still fighting, and something weird is going on because Daniel doesn't feel well all of a sudden, and Jack kind of also has a headache. So they're like,
Patrice, this, I believe, is where the main alien gets sick.
Okay, good. Then
I knew it had something to do with around Jack and Daniel fighting. And I think they're fighting, and then this guy.
Okay.
The main alien is with him, and then that's when he just falls
over. Okay, see, so I don't even remember. Like, I remember, but I don't remember which, and I didn't write it down. It was clearly not important at all. It's like, oh, it's another one. Like, he's number, whatever, 20 now, or more.
Yeah.
So and, so they, well, they decide to go back, basically. That's the gist of this.
Actually, oh, Patrice, I got it all backwards. I have it totally backwards. But it's to me, this actually says a lot more about the episode than me this time around.
Yes.
I think this is where I'm having a problem with continuity in the episode. Because there's a point, and I believe it's here, where the main alien is standing there with Jack and Daniel, and he's fine. But he can't be, because in the previous scene, he had fallen over, and they took him into the hut also.
Oh, maybe. Who knows?
And so he was sick and unable to move, and yet he's standing there with him in this later scene where he couldn't have recovered.
Either that or we just misremembered, but either way, it's a complete mess, so...
It's a complete mess. Yeah. Yes. And so, it doesn't get better.
So, Daniel and Jake decide to go back. We go to the Stargate. They kind of go through the gate and start to feel better. And they're like, huh. Weird. And then we get a somewhat nice scene in the infirmary with Daniel and Jack, where Jack kind of apologizes and says, I don't know, I was a dick, basically. And Frasier comes in and she says, I ran all the tests. They're in perfect health. And the alien maybe is dying. Definitely not doing very well. We're kind of, you know, we get the ticking clock now. Even more. You have to press that lever.
Well, they don't have much else. Exactly. Press, so better do that one.
Yeah, we go back to the planet. Tirk finally sees the plant grow. We get again this weird effect. And he digs for the root. So it kind of goes away and he digs for the root. And then he finds the green goo, like the blood ores, you could say. And all of a sudden,
and he puts his hand right in it. And
yeah. And then all of a sudden, he's like, he's really feeling bad. He's like falling down and whatever. And just like, he's struggling. So yeah, something is happening.
I thought that whole scene was just really weird.
It was really weird, but it also kind of made sense. Because like, okay, now we know that the plans are somewhat what's happening. They're somewhat related to what's going on. Why the team is feeling weird and why the aliens are kind of collapsing. So, back to SGC, and it's kind of almost the end. This is the biggest scene, to be honest. The alien is somewhat stable for now, and they're considering, should we take him back? I mean, they clearly can't do anything, and at least like he can die on his own planet, which, yeah, it's a good idea. And Daniel is watching videos from the planet that he recorded, you know, earlier, hoping that he will find something, and Jack is there. And I wrote this down because it's actually a pretty cool little thing. Jack says, Daniel, we can't always expect things to go the way we want them to. And Daniel says, to go the way we want them to? I mean, one wrong move, one false step, and the whole fragile world gets wiped out. And Daniel kind of angrily shoves like the papers off the lab table and shouts, we're killing a whole race of people here. How can I not care? And that's the point when they kind of, I mean, one is also very obvious, but it's like, oh, something is going on. He realizes that, okay, something, that was odd. And also his hand hurts again and they got angry, so there's some connection there between the video and headaches and getting angry. And they go to Frasier and get checked and they feel fine again. Like, okay, that was strange. And they realize, oh, it started when we were watching the videos. So it must be something that they probably can't hear. So Carter starts looking for something we can't hear, and there's an annoying sound on it. And while she's doing that, we get an incoming wormhole. Tilk is sick too, and he says, oh, the plant attacked me with sound. And that's the point.
You know, just like, in case none of us had picked up yet on what's going on.
Exactly. It wasn't super obvious.
The Tilkwookie tells us.
It wasn't super obvious. And then they're like, oh, we should probably also review the UAV tape to see if the same thing happened. And they realize, well, the sound changed when the UAV crashed into the plant. So Carter is like, oh, okay, let's point out the obvious. Maybe the aliens are affected by the sound in totally different ways than you were. They could need the sound to be at a certain frequency.
Sure.
And then Frasier says, oh, you remember the ultrasound? Do you remember the way the alien reacted to it when I tried to do the ultrasound? That organ that we couldn't identify must be sound sensitive. Yeah, possible. Also obvious.
Sure, let's go with that.
Obvious by now. So they do an experiment. They basically take the sound from the UAV recording before the crash, and they play it for the alien. And Hammond is like, so this inaudible sound made you sick, but not the same way it was affecting the aliens. They need the sound to live, but we altered it by harming the organism that makes the sound. And O'Neill says, sounds right.
Because of course.
Because of course. And the alien gets better. Hey, miracle. Didn't even need drugs. All we needed was the right sound. The right music.
All we needed was a good soundtrack.
Yes. Even though we can't hear it. So we go back to the planet. They've sent up frequency emitters. And weird scene, to be honest. Carter has a hunch. She's like, oh, we should go. I have a hunch. So they do. They go to the ridge to watch from not so far. And then they turn the thing on, the sound the frequency emitters, the aliens start singing again, the plants start growing again. And Carter says, I had a feeling there was some sort of symbiotic relationship between the aliens and the organism. They probably don't even realize it. And okay. Daniel says, well, how did you realize it? And Carter says, like, hesitantly. She's like, I talked to my plants, okay. And the fake
flowers.
Which
is kind of funny.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. And the fake flowers blue. And that's it. That's the end.
And I'm sitting on the couch after watching this. And all I can think is, what the hell?
What did I just watch?
What did I just watch? And then the ending. Okay, so the speaker they set up, does it have to run forever now? Because by accidentally destroying one part of a plant, the entire planet's ecosystem has been irreparably harmed? Or
there's so many questions.
There are so many questions.
There's so many questions, and we get absolutely zero answers because, of course.
Right. And but at least I did finally realize they were all supposed to be naked and they weren't wearing their alien space.
Good for you, Jeff. Yeah, so
good for me.
I mean, I knew it maybe because I've watched it so many times. I mean, my notes say it all. It wasn't a great episode. It was a nice concept. I don't even know what to say about it. It's like it's not as bad as other episodes we've seen. It's kind of just it's like
it's not emancipation.
Yeah, there's been others where I'm like, okay, those were really bad. This one was kind of it wasn't bad, it wasn't good, it was just boring and predictable and not very interesting.
It was very predictable. And yeah. I mean, I really, really loved the concept for this episode.
Absolutely.
And they could have done so much with this in a more interesting way. We did get some fun lines out of it. But yeah, overall, the execution for the concept was lacking.
Lacking is good, yes. That kind of describes it. Yeah, it's. I mean, they clearly didn't want to invest a lot of money. I think that's very obvious. It was probably kind of a filler money saver episode where it's like, key planet of the week. Get some like unknown writer directors in because they're cheaper. Not a lot of guest stars. It's kind of Doc Fraser is kind of the only one that's kind of ongoing. No, basically no like speaking credits, so don't have to pay for that. Yes, outside shoot, okay, but also like basically one place. There's like not a lot of locations. It's like, okay, let's go to some gravel yard somewhere and like forest and just shoot there for like half a day probably in the cold or a day and then do like some inside scenes and done. Like it's not even Like,
yeah,
did we even go to the exposition? Or I don't think we even did that. I think
all, we never everything, made it to the exposition.
I think we did lab and infirmary setting. So it was kind of, they could have even shot something else in the exposition room while the other stuff was being shot. For all we know, like, it's
they probably were, and instead of using Teal'c Wiki, they used the Hammond splainer to tell us what's going on.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, no, it's yeah, it's as I said, it probably was a okay, let's save some money. I know there's some episodes coming still that are probably need a little bit more, they're a little bit more involved. So I'm assuming that that was part of the reason. And that's, I mean, in a 22 episode show, with, I mean, they've had some pretty big concept so far this season, yeah, I would say. Well,
in season two, it's been a lot bigger than season one.
Yes.
And it's been a much stronger season.
Yes.
Absolutely. Very consistently. I mean, yes, there've been a few rough points, like what we're talking about today, but overall season two has been solid.
Yeah, exactly. So as I said, I can excuse that. I mean, it's like, it's not so bad. It's just, yeah, it's just nice idea, badly executed. That's kind of the summary for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm with
can't
you.
Even blame anybody, to be honest. I'm like, oh, whatever they're thinking. It's mostly like, okay, I guess they did what they could.
Yeah, I guess. They did what they could with the script that they had.
Well, they did write the script as well, so the two writers at
least knew. they did what they could with the writers that they had. How's that?
That's true. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like, I have no background information. Maybe they are really good writers, but they were given like a bad job, or they were only like, okay, you can only spend this much time on it, so... or this much money, like write an episode that is cheap as possible, and I'm like, okay, I guess we can do that.
Yeah. But I mean
who knows,
the whole thing with the core premise and then having aliens that communicate in a completely different way,
so many good elements, ideas.
Yes, there's all these little nuggets in there.
Yeah So that's it. We should give it chevrons and then move on to the next episode. I think there's not much
which will hopefully make us happier.
I don't want to guarantee it, but I'm pretty sure it will. I know what's coming, so.
Well, it would be pretty rough if this late in the season we had two episodes back to back where we walked away from them feeling like they really need to work on their game.
Yeah, I mean, it also can happen, but yeah. Not everything that you think is a good episode turns out to be a good episode.
That's true. And, you know, there's probably some people out there that think this is a fantastic episode.
Not according to IMDb, but okay.
Okay, fair. That's fair.
Good. So how many chevrons would you rate this one?
Four.
Wow, okay.
I don't even have to think about it. It's a four.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to follow you. I'm like, is it a three even? But I think.
Well, here's why it's not a three for me.
Okay, yes.
They have a really good premise in here.
Mm-hmm.
And... they, you know, with just the whole thing of what's the impact of us simply exposing what we are to other aliens, and then how do we cope with the damage we're causing?
Mm-hmm.
But then also the idea that here's this alien race that they don't communicate in the way we do at all.
It is very, very, I mean, other than it looks like humans in body paint, it's very alien. So, a very alien.
It's very alien.
It turns out it's not just a race, it's probably an entire ecosystem that's very, very alien. Like with mushroom, plant, sex toys, and aliens kind of coexisting. symbiotically, how Carter puts it.
So, yes, so there's these really great elements that are in there. And good on them for trying to bring that together. Unfortunately, they just didn't really get it to come together in a solid way.
Yeah.
If they didn't even have that really good premise underneath all of this, there's no way I could give it a 4.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm ultimately with you. I'm like, there's enough interesting nuggets in it, even though, as I said, the whole, it kind of doesn't really work at the end. But there's enough interesting elements that I'm like, as I said, and I mean, good for them for also giving unknown, unproven writers and directors a chance, basically. So,
right.
Hey, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. So,
that's a really, really good point. This could have been a straight up dumpster fire.
Yes.
And it wasn't.
So,
I mean, I'm okay that I watched it. I'm not going to ever watch this episode again.
Me neither. I'm like, it's like, it's honestly one that I usually would skip. So, that means we should, I think, close the gate, close this episode. I can tell you the next episode is better. You will get to meet an old friend, someone that you like. So, you can look forward to
excellent.
That.
Excellent. Excellent. So, coming up, so what is our next episode called?
Show and Tell.
Show and Tell. Okay.
Show and Tell. Whether it's a magic trick or not, well, you will have to figure out.
Well, I'm not going to look up the German name because I don't want to spoil the episode.
No, actually, I could look at it, but I will not tell you unless it's something where I'm like, okay, this is not spoiling anything. No, I'm not going to. It's not as spoilery as other show titles, but I think I'm still keeping that to me because I don't want to tell you what it says. It does say something about the episode. So,
well, then, yeah, I'm glad you're keeping it to yourself.
Yeah, but we'll have an interesting episode to talk about when we finish this. There will be a lot, I can tell you this for now. So compared to today, we're going to have more to talk about.
Okay, so here's, with it being show and tell, here's what I want it to be.
Okay.
Cassandra convinces Teal'c to sneak out of Cheyenne Mountain and go to school with her, and he is her show and tell at school.
That would have been hilarious. That's an hilarious episode.
And I mean, just imagine a Teal'c and Cassandra out on the town. Of course, the town's Colorado Springs, but whatever. They're out on the town.
No, it's not. It's somewhere in Vancouver.
It's Vancouver, that's true. So there'll be even more that they can do. But I mean, I think that would be fun. Mm-hmm. The two of them out and about, just doing whatever.
Yeah.
Unsupervised.
Well, you will have to watch the episode to figure out whether that is actually what happened or not.
I'm sure it's not, but I'm going to pretend anyhow.
Well, and then we'll meet here again and talk about this show, this episode. So
I am looking forward to it already.
And speaking of shows and episodes, where can people find out more about you?
That's a fun question, because I could say almost anything. How about on social media, Mastodon and Pixelfed, that's where I'm doing most of my stuff, Blue Sky, Jay Gamut, but I'm Jay Gamut everywhere. And let's just pick a couple shows. How about the big show on the British Tech Network and In Touch with iOS, Dave Ginsberg's show.
Mm-hmm.
There's more, but that's enough for today.
And maybe on a planet, on an alien planet, harmonizing with mushroom sex toys.
As one does. I mean, that just sounds like a great Friday night to me.
Okay. Yeah, why not, right? can always do that on a Friday night. I mean, I don't know what
you're thinking. Well, Patrice, when you're not on an alien planet with mushrooms and sex toys, where can people find you?
that's a different kind of party.
That's a very different party, but I'm not judging.
So, yeah, I'm with you on British Tech Network. I'm like, everything I'm doing, all the social media links, the podcast projects and all of that is on my website, thepatrice.com. Yeah, that's mostly where I'm at. By the way, you can also send us an email if you want to talk about one false step and what happened, what didn't happen, what could have happened, or any other episode that you've watched so far with us. Send us an email, hello@retrorewatch.com. That's where you can send your email. You can also do that on Mastodon, retrorewatch@techhangout.social, or on bluesky@retrorewatch.com. And yeah, we'll happily, gladly take your comments on this episode or any other episode we've watched so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and with that, I think we should close the gate, close the iris, turn off the ultrasound, turn on the sound machine that makes the good sounds, and take some mushrooms. Oh no, that was a different one.
And park the UAV.
And park the UAV, yes. And move on. So, thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.